Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And welcome back, our recurring guest.
If you're going to be in New York City this week, he will be the keynote speaker at the Cannabis World Congress and Business Expo. It's the mayor, it's the governor, it's the statesman, Jesse Ventura, joining us.
Hey, Jesse.
Welcome.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Tyler. How are you guys today?
Great, man. Hey, Jesse, you know we're on your side about this weed situation, and I want to know, what is the... We always hate when the world doesn't move forward, and eventually we will get there, but it takes forever. Who is the main culprit in keeping weed down? Is it Big Pharma?
It's a combination. Big Pharma plays a huge role because they don't want you to use marijuana instead of Prozac.
How about the alcohol? The alcohol lobby?
All of those.
Yeah.
All of those lobbies are opposed. As well as your government digs its heels in, and here's their reason. The government doesn't want you to get anything for free.
Oh.
And in the case of marijuana, poor people could get it free because you could grow it in your backyard if it's legal.
That's a great point.
And so therefore you wouldn't have to pay anybody to use the plant.
That's a great point.
And therefore they wouldn't get a cut of the action. Government would charge you for the air you breathe if they could.
Yes, they would.
Well, someone needs to convince.
Yeah, they absolutely would.
Yes, they would.
And that's the big sticking point. Poor people could get it free. Now, we wouldn't because, you know, it's like alcohol. Technically, you can create your own alcohol in your own house and drink it.
It's easier to buy.
You know, but who's going to do that when you can go down to the store and get a six-pack if you want it?
But
you're not going to go through all that trouble. And the same would hold true for marijuana. Not that many people are going to do it themselves, but the option would be there. And that's what the government doesn't like, because the government likes to be a pimp.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't
be
a pimp in this deal.
Now, I like to keep on top of this, and I know even the states that have voted in legal, recreational weed this past time around have to wait until the beginning of 2018 before they can even apply for a license. So they're just busy throwing roadblocks up, as many as they can, and they do this all the time.
Yeah, absolutely they do. And that's why this is a bigger... This for those that could care less about marijuana, this is still a huge issue. Because this is an issue that will show the government that we're in charge, the people. Because now the latest CBS poll showed that over 60% of Americans now are for full legalization.
Yeah.
That's the majority.
By far.
And what this does, the people can rise up and force the government and tell them, wait a minute, you work for me. I don't work for you.
Wish we could do that.
This is what we want, and it's your job to do it.
It's only going to get higher, too. It's going to hit 70, 75 in our lifetime, for sure. It's going to.
Well, and look at the jobs. If you look at the latest Wall Street Journal, 18,000 new jobs in Colorado. 18,000 people are not unemployed now. And you've got a $2.4 billion jump to their economy.
Yeah, and I imagine...
I think the rest of these states are insane on why they're not jumping on board.
Well, you know, we're based in Omaha, and even though we're other places too, but our governor tried to sue Colorado completely, still, once in a while. He's such a douche.
And I heard Colorado's reply was, why don't you join us?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
You know, and that's the correct reply.
Yes.
Come on. You know, I've done both, and I can tell you this unequivocally. I've behaved 10 times worse on alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
There isn't even a comparison.
I can
look at the special that was on TV. Brian Gumbel did it on tailgating at a Mile High Stadium in Denver.
Yeah.
all the tailgaters said it's way better now. You don't have people throwing up. You don't have fights going on. You don't have all the crap associated with drinking.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
And the marijuana people are mellow. They, you know, like I've told people laughingly, if you got a problem, a person creating a problem at your house or whatever, give them a joint, a pizza, and a Jimi Hendrix tape. They won't bother you for hours.
I know I won't. I know I won't. I won't bother you at all.
I say that tongue-in-cheek naturally, but the point of the matter is marijuana's been around for a long, long time, and for those religious people out there.
Oh, my God.
Okay, God made it.
Yes. That's true, if you're religious.
It's a plant allegedly created by God.
And they
told us that God gave us everything to use, didn't they?
And also, the history of marijuana, the reason it's illegal to begin with was a racist law. There's a lot of people that didn't like it.
Totally.
Yes.
In fact, let me state this so your people know. If George Washington and Thomas Jefferson were alive today, they'd be doing 10 to 15 years in federal prison as drug dealers.
And at their age, that'd be a lot.
Yeah.
Well, the point I'm getting to
exactly.
is our Constitution,
thank you.
Our Bill of Rights, and Betsy Ross's original flag are all made out of marijuana.
There you go. There you go, Hemp. You're exactly right.
And when are they going to figure out that...
They hate facts, though, Jesse. You know that. Yeah. People hate facts.
Yeah, marijuana, for example,
they hate to be made uncomfortable, and they hate anything new. And, you know, and they all think that somehow if they legalize pot, the world's going to go to hell in the handbasket or whatever, which is totally ridiculous.
Yeah. Are these people aware?
In fact, I would rather have people smoke a joint than take Prozac.
Oh, yeah. It's healthier for you, for sure. Yeah.
Much more.
Yeah.
Are these people unaware that marijuana is available in all 50 states?
You're right.
I mean, it's illegal here, but
I
can find it.
No one has ever overdosed on marijuana and died. You know, we in Minnesota just lost Prince.
Yes.
Well, we lost him to opiates. And here's a thing they've now proven. Everywhere where marijuana's been made legal in some capacity, opiate use has dropped. It's done the exact opposite of what they've been lying to us. They said it was a gateway drug. It's exactly the opposite. Opiate use drops if marijuana is available.
No, that's your drug problem in America right now, is the opioid epidemic.
Yes, and where did that come from? The pharmaceutical industry.
Yes, it came from OxyContin, and that got too expensive, and then they went to heroin.
And that's how that started.
Exactly. And now they don't want it. Our government sits back and doesn't want to blame the pharmaceutical industry. I'll give you something to think about. Did you know that on our mainstream media, you're not even allowed to say anything about pharma because they're like two-thirds of the revenue?
Yeah, well, you watch Evening News, it's obviously all big pharma, so they won't even touch it.
And here's the point that gets me, guys. Mm-hmm. They always tell you to tell your doctor. Well, excuse me, shouldn't the doctor be telling you? If you're telling the doctor what you want, the doctor's not a doctor, he's a dealer.
Jesse Ventura's Marijuana Manifesto is now in paperback, right?
Yes, it is.
I think so.
All right. I think so.
And he will be signing copies of that at the cannabis.
And we double did it. You can each page is a potential
blunt
cigarette paper.
I was wondering if you're going to do that. You did, each page, so read
no,
it.
No, not quite, but I thought it would work good.
No, I tried it. Didn't really smoke that good.
Thank you, Jesse. Talk soon, brother.
Okay, thanks a lot. Stay on board, guys. We're not going to get it legal unless we stay vigilant.
Oh, we're on board.
We're trying.
We're on board.
All right, thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Appreciate your time.
We're on board. Because people want Todd and Tyler and Jesse Ventura on their side. It gets knocks down doors, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Especially at government offices all across the world.
I get emails every day from advocacy groups that want you guys on board.
Well, we are on board, and they get it, but I'm talking about actually in a official form, you know. We're on board.
Yeah, they don't want us speaking at the Cannabis World Congress and Business Expo.
No, I
don't know why.
Dude, no. I'd eat the pizza, listen to Hendrix. I'd do that bit. I'll do my part and fall asleep at 7 o'clock at night. That's also my part if I'm anywhere near weed. I get a little seepy.
And a little lost sometimes.
Yeah, I noticed.
I've seen you lost on weed.
Yes, you have.
Well, he had to go off the beaten path to avoid the shadow people, so that's understandable.
That guy was there. I don't want to hear about it, man.
Sometimes when you're high and you tee off a 17, you think you already completed the hole. Sometimes.
That's right. I know two guys that did that. We almost drove to 18.
Just skipped the fairway and the green, just go right on.
Well, we came around a corner in the woods, and we're in a golf cart, and I said, where's 18 at?
Because all of a sudden it got very wooded.
Right.
Yeah. So we figured, well, we
But apparently we had just teed off. We were going to the fairway on 17.
We must be done with 17. But no, as a matter of fact, we weren't. We still had an approach shot and a putt or two to make.
And Petey and Craig were no help.
No.
Because they were nowhere to be found.
Surprise.
I'm guessing, hypothetically, there were no help.
Yeah, and they were either way ahead of us
or way behind us.
Or way behind us.
We don't know what happened.
That's how they worked all day Friday.
Sorry, I missed that.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could have used your help.
Tell us that we had just teed off.
No, over here. Over here. Yeah, you still got it. Yeah.
That's a peach, hun.
Yep.
This way, Mr. Havocamp. Over here. Over here.
I forgot about that. That was hilarious.
It was on this date in 1985.
That was Red Bull, though. I blamed Red Bull for that.
Yeah.
And vodka.
Oh, that'll do it to you.
Yeah.
Not the vodka.
You weren't doing Gatorade and vodka this year?
No. They say it's not good for you.
Because you're still an athlete.
Yeah. I know. Who said that?
Faraday.
Faraday, that's right.
When he couldn't get his whiskey, Gatorade and vodka. Because I'm still an athlete.
Right, yeah.
On this date in 1985, you might remember where you were when David Lee Roth confirmed that he was leaving Van Halen.
It was pretty. I mean, if you weren't alive or alert at the time, it was pretty wild
to embark on a solo career.
That came out of nowhere, man. I really did. He had a little EP out before that. You know, we did California Girls and stuff, but then he went on his own.
And President George H.W. Bush is giving you one last point in the Deadpool today.
Oh, it's his birthday.
Yep,
it's the old guy, right?
Yep, he's 93.
93, man. He's got to be on a lot of draft boards for next year.
Hundreds.
And I bet you he's probably on a bunch of lists right now.
Yeah,
right?
He's on hundreds of lists right now.
Got it.
Yeah.
I figured that. He's probably the next one because he ain't in that great of shape right now. He's probably your next 200-300 hit Deadpool, right?
He could, well.
On our show.
Well, for sure next year. Anyone that has 200 or 300 players that have picked them could go immediately.
Right, and he's one of them. Who else is on that list?
Oh, you know, Billy Graham.
Okay, yeah. He's been doing that for years. But is Billy starting to drop off the list now? Because people forget about him.
And saying, I don't know.
He screwed me over 10 years in a row. He's still alive. That kind of stuff. Because that happens sometimes.
It does. I mean, like
that
with Zsa Zsa,
right,
for instance.
Yeah,
after Zsa Zsa passed away, who's got the most mentions?
Yeah, I don't
know. It's got to be Bush or Graham.
But no one was even
close. Oh, and Kirk Douglas still.
To Zsa Zsa.
Yeah,
I mean, she was far and away.
I think so, yeah.
The most picked.
Right.
On the Deadpool.
Yeah.
But you have no idea who's behind her?
No.
Who the most picked person is in the Deadpool now?
I don't, offhand, no. And it was on this date in 1967, the Supreme Court struck down state laws prohibiting interracial marriages.
I've seen the movie Loving versus Virginia, but I want to see the movie. The movie looks really good.
Loving, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
Loving.
Yeah,
that was the that dude's name.
Supreme Court case.
Yeah.
Loving versus the state of Virginia.
White dude, black chick.
Mm-hmm. Bill Maher.
Click amen.
I'm sorry.
You know, type in amen.
If what?
On the Facebook.
Yeah.
If you believe a marriage is between a white man and a white woman.
Oh, Jesus. I bet you it's there.
It
would be. It's still there now, probably. Right.
If social media had existed back then.
Oh, it would be that.
That's what we'd be seeing.
Yeah, people understand that. We move forward. Some of you don't, but we will.
I'm sure there were many people who figured that as an abomination.
Have you seen the click amen? Have you seen the click when the Mimi out there, somebody corrected it yesterday, which is the best, but the Mimi says, type amen and you know, basically money comes your way. Have you seen that meme before? Not money, no. But like prosperity comes your way. It says, type amen, prosperity comes your way.
Did you do it?
No, because it's not true. And so somebody corrected it and says, type amen, go to work next week, and prosperity comes your way. Basically, like, go work, and somebody will pay you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like, what was Oprah's thing there? You just had to wish for it, and it'd appear.
Oh, that was a crazy book. Yeah.
Yeah.
See it and wish it and it's there. That was crazy.
The Gift or something,
yeah,
was that it?
Yeah, she was a nut job. And the guy that wrote the book was a nut job, too. Talked a lot of people into that crap, buying the book. Picture that new car. Picture that new car. And it'll be yours. No.
No, you still got to make the payments.
You got to make the payments.
He was picturing you know? That new car, yeah. So he wrote a book.
That's right. And he pictured a lot of new cars by selling that crap.
Yeah. Bill Maher apologizing for that racial slur that he made.
It was a good show because he had to say
last week.
Eric Dyson on, who's a real professor, a black dude friend.
Yeah. Took professor him, at Georgetown,
took
I believe.
Took him the task. And then, of course, Ice Cube came on there.
Ice Cube beat him up pretty good.
Yeah, he beat him up. But but Ice Cube loves the show and knows that Bill Maher's on his side. Just kidding, you can't use the N-bomb.
Here's Bill and Ice.
All right.
What made you think that it was cool to say that?
There was no thought put into it. Obviously, comedians, they react. And it was wrong, and I apologized. And, you know, more than that, I can't do.
I accept your apology. But I think it's a lot of guys out there who cross the line because they a little too familiar, or they think they too familiar. Or it's guys that, you know, they might have a black girlfriend or two that made them some Kool-Aid every now and then. And they think they can cross the line. And they can't.
He alluded to Bill Maher there because Bill Maher likes the black chicks.
Mm-hmm.
But we need a black guy to check in on this one because obviously we ain't looking at any right now. But our buddies Luke or Mike or Tony when Tony's here Friday.
Does he count?
No, not really. Not in this situation. But do they have white dudes they grew up with that are in the culture that drop that, and do they like that?
I can't imagine that. I haven't heard anyone say, yes, that's fine all the time.
Because you're right. I haven't either. Because it's like a guy, you could grow up with a white dude in that community, I'm guessing, and he could be as urban as anybody else in that community, but he can't say that.
But right. There are
what
people,
up, my, and then everybody goes, no, yeah. Dude, we're buddies, but you can't do that.
People in the black community are divided on this issue.
Yeah, they are. That was the weird part about the Ice Cube situation, but he said it's our word, we can use it now. But there's a lot of people that don't want to use it at all. It's a tough word. I never said it. I mean, I never will say it, I should say that. We made jokes to each other.
Now, pretty sure our buddy Nine and a Half Toed Luke is one of those guys that doesn't like the word used by anybody.
He doesn't. I like him about that. I appreciate that. He doesn't like it at all.
But Ice Cube went on to say that, you know, when his buddies say it to him, he doesn't feel the venom.
You mean his black buddies?
Yes.
He's got white buddies,
but if
too.
He hears it from somebody else, mm-hmm. You know, he feels the sting.
Right.
And we don't know what that's like. We have no idea what that's like. We can't even pretend.
I just don't use
it. Know what that's like.
Just don't use it.
Yeah,
and it's always been a horrible word in my vocabulary.
It's never been.
When I've heard it.
Our vernacular.
And I've heard it said negatively a lot. As a kid or just even as an adult, you'll hear that. Especially if it's a place with all white people and they think they can just say that. That to me still crushes me. I don't hear it as much as I used to, obviously, but when you do hear it,
if you're in that crowd,
you'll hear it.
You will.
Or if you just actually happen to be in that crowd for some reason,
walking through that crowd,
yeah, because you're just a white guy, so you're safe.
Right.
Oh, it was a good show.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
glad
still
he brought him on, and you know he paid his dues. But I read something on Facebook which was hilarious though, and what he was. She goes, Ice Cube rocks and Bill Maher's a piece of crap. I said, Bill Maher and Ice Cube agree on pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Politically, everything completely, except he screwed up with the N-bomb. That was the whole argument right there.
Right.
But it was a great Facebook, a great Facebook post. It was somebody that doesn't know and understand anything about what's going on.
Now, Bill Maher is lucky in that Ice Cube actually knows him personally.
Right. And Tyson, too, for that matter. They're buds.
Sure.
Right. If you don't know know the white guy that's using that, you are less likely to be understanding.
Right.
Oh, you're not going to be so forgiving then.
No.
Well, and I don't think it's a—I don't think it's an excuse, but it is a truth. What he said about the comedian's brain.
Oh yes, yeah.
And making a snap decision and a comment like that without thinking it through.
Yeah,
fully.
Yeah. I totally think that's true.
Right,
I think
sure.
that was glossed over because if you say it at all, it sounds like you're allowed to say the word. Of course, you're not.
Yeah.
But he wasn't thinking. He is a comedian.
Not making excuses or forgiving what he did. But that
no.
is true.
Oh,
that
it's
is
totally
the way
true.
The comedian brain works.
Yeah. Right.
Well, it just proves that Ben Sasse is the worst setup man in the world.
Ben Sasse.
Ben Sasse doesn't give you much to work with.
Been skipping his improv comedy classes.
Yeah, yeah. He's a funny dude at Sasse.
Out of Winfield, Kansas, police have arrested a man for several drug offenses. He fell asleep at the table at the Casey's General Store.
Famous for passing out.
Wow.
Yeah. Officers were called about 4:40 in the a.m.
Standing up at the counter?
No. He was sitting at the
they have an actual sit-down
at the
counter?
Table.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got some tables and stuff.
Yeah, they got
the
tables
ones,
there.
The newer ones are expanding.
So you can
after a nice pizza, you're tired, you take a nap.
The officers were called about 4:40 in the a.m. to the Casey's.
Well, that's another thing. It wasn't 4:40 in the p.m. That means he was a.m. is when you sleep.
While the man was asleep, a knife had fallen out of his pocket. Police discovered the 39-year-old Bob Baker had a warrant. He was found to be in possession of a syringe, baggies, a scale,
everything.
A small tin, and containing a, quote, sizable amount of methamphetamine.
Oh, my God.
Well, he didn't do enough of it.
He didn't do enough of it. He's
obviously
sleeping,
not.
Man.
He's now been booked into jail.
Well, sometimes you fall asleep on crank.
Hope you enjoyed his pizza.
I never
pizza.
Know how, but
he
people
must,
do.
He must have been exhausted.
Yeah.
He must have been exhausted.
Thoroughly exhausted.
He's been up for throughout a few days
already. Let's
just
prove that pizza can put you sleep no matter where you're at.
That was the end of a four-day bender right there.
Let's go to Casey's. That's a convenience store in case you're listening somewhere else in the country. That's your basic convenience store.
They got good truck stop showers.
They do.
Yep.
They do.
And they're famous.
Are there bad ones up? I don't know.
We've been there a couple times.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.